Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kif Chuf Aleph. We're holding Kif Chuf on the bottom, the last four lines, where the Gemara says, Ula Bei Shammai de Leslu Gzeir Shavo. Hafaris Nedor Mishloishet Yoitais Minolohu. As you recall yesterday, we said that there are a number of times that the Torah says, Ze Hadovar. Why did we get into that sugya? Because one of the places involves our case of the Benoist Slavchot. And the Torah says that at that first generation, the halacha was that the women that were Yoreshes Nachla were not allowed to go and marry from one Shevet to the other Shevet, because they would be Maver Nachla from their tribe, from their Mata to the other Mata. The Gemara said yesterday, Benoist Slavchot were an exception to the rule, and they only had Eitzah Toivah Kamashmalan. They were allowed to marry outside of their Shevet. Lemaisa, they didn't. They married their cousins. Vatiena, Levnei Doidei and Leisha, they went to marry their own cousins. Levnei Doidei and Lenoshim. But Lemaisa, they had the right to, and it was Eitzah Toivah. And the Pasuk uses the expression, Zehadovar, and the Gemara says, Zehadovar has come to tell you that this was a one-generational thing. After the first generation, all women, regardless of whether or not they had received the Nachla, not received the Nachla, were allowed to marry throughout all 12 Shvatim of Klal Yisrael. So since we got into the Ze'adavah, then we had two other Ze'adavahs. We had a Ze'adavah by Shchutei Chutz, someone who shechs a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And we had another Ze'adavah, which says, Legabe, the din of Haforas and Hatoras Nidorim. And the Gemara asks, what are those Zehadovas you're going to come with that's also only one generational? And the Gemara said, no. There's Zehadova, we learn from the other Zehadova, for various halachas for Gzeir Shava, among them, that by Shchutei Chutz it says, Lidairoisam, so I know it applies for all generations. But what do I use the Gzeir Shava Zehadova for? So the Gemara says that by Shchutei Chutz it says, La'arn ulevonav ulechol b'nei Yisrael. And just like Aaron Uvanov are three, B'nai Yisrael are regular people, what the Gemara refers to as Hedyoitais. I learned from this, one Ze'adavar to the other Ze'adavar, that if a person wants to be Mater Neder, he learns from the din of Shchutei Chutz, Aaron Uvanov, B'chol Yisrael, that you only need three Hedyoitais. You don't have to have three Krois and Gedoilim, three Hedyoitais is enough, because of B'chol Yisrael. And what do I learn from Rashi Amatois to the other din? To what do I learn from Ze'adov of Hatoras Nedarim? Hatoras Nedarim. What do I learn to the din of Shchutei Chutz? That just like Batoras Nedarim, you can be Matir a Neder. When it comes to Hegdish, you can also be Matir Hegdish, and that's what the Gemara called She'ela B'Hegdish. So the Gemara said yesterday that works very good according to Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, that he holds it Ein She'ela B'Hegdish, so Ibazoi, what does he use the Zehadova for? He uses Zehadova to tell you, Allah Shoykhiru Chayiv, Veine Chayiv Al HaMoylik. Good. And now we're up to Freit Yimara. Well, Beis Shammai the less look Zehra Shava. Beis Shammai does not learn the Zehra Shava of Zehadova to Zehadova. Zat Moichel from Achdatir. Zat Moichel from Achdatir. According to Beis Shammai, that doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava, so Ibazoi, Haforis Nedarim, really, Hatoris Nedarim, Bishloich Herdoiches, Minolahu, how does he know that? We know it because we're learning the Zehadovar of Hatoris Nedarim from Zehadovar of Shchutei Chutz. Just like over there, it's Ahar and Uvan of Bechol Yisrael, any three Hedjoites. Here too, any three Hedjoites. But Beis Shammai doesn't learn that Gzeir Shava. So Ibazoi, how did Beis Shammai know Bishloish choices? Nafklu Nesanya from the following Brisa. And that's where we left off yesterday. It says in the Brisa, Vaydaba Moishas Mayadei Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. That's a posik in the Torah, which is the conclusion of all the Kabbonis in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, which we learned a couple of weeks ago. So Moishe Rabbeinu spoke about and gave all the Mayadim to Klal Yisrael. What do I learn from this pasuk? Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer Mayadi Hashem Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Lei Nemra. This pasuk only refers to the din of Mayadi Hashem to the Mayadim. It doesn't refer to Shabbos. The Gemara uses the term Shabbos Bereishis. It means the Shabbos that we've had from the beginning of time, from Bereishis Bar Lekim, as opposed to Yontif, which is also called Shabbos. because virtually every single yomtiv it says in the Torah,
no working.
No working. You have to be shayvis. Biyom harishin shabbosayin, biyom shvi shabbosayin. You have that Yom Kippur is called expressly Shabbos Shabbosayin. So the more you use the expression Shabbos Bereishis, it means the regular Shabbos. Okay, so it only says Mayavi Hashem. It doesn't say the regular Shabbos. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain shortly. Ben Azi Yomer Mayavi Hashem Numeru. It only says Mayavi Hashem. Afaris Nedarim Leinemru, but it doesn't say the Parsha of Afaris Nedarim. Afaris Nedarim. So now when you learn this price on the surface, you don't know what the Bryce is talking about. Here it says, the Tanakhama says, Mayadim and not Shabbos. Ben Hazay says, Mayadim and not the Taras Nedarim. So it's not only that we are perplexed by this Bryce. Zat Moichlet Famacha the Tiv and a Gaiter Oz. Yeah, Shkoyach. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosin Gomelo Lahav Masnisa. Rabbi Yossi Bar Nosin was learning the Bryce. For Layada Leila Ferusha. He also didn't understand what is this Bryce all about. So what did he do? Ozl Basri the Rav Sheishis LeNehedor. He went to Rav Sheishis to Nehedor to understand Pshat in the Braisa, but he wasn't there. So Ozl Basri the Mechoizah, so he went to Mechoizah and Ashkechei, he found the Baruch Hashem in Mechoizah. And Omalei, Ma'im Yavi Hashem Nemru Shabbos Bereishis LeNehemru. What does the Gemara, what does the Braisa mean? Omalei, Ma'yavi Hashem Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Bereishis Eina Tzricha Kiddush Bezdin. So that a moyed has the full status of being Miyadi Hashem, it requires the prior declaration by Bezdin of Mekudish Mekudish. Not that the Bezdin says that the moyed is Mekudish, but rather that they say that the Chodesh is Mekudish. And that is, in the good old days when they were Mekadish, the Chodesh al pi hara'iyah. So every single month you had to have Edom come to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin would listen, and they would accept the Eidus, and then they would go and say, okay, this new month is Mekudish Mekudish. Based on that, then 7 days later, 14 days later, whenever was Yom Tov, we knew Yom Tov based on the Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara tells us over here, that's only a din in Yom Tovim that you have to go Mekadish Chodesh. A B'Shabbos Bereishis Le'Nemra. There is no such din. Ain't a Tzricha Kiddush Bezin. What does that mean? Tzricha Kiddush Bezin. So Rishbam says, I might have thought that every single Sunday the Bezin has to get together in Yerushalayim and say, today is now the first day of the week, and in Yetzer Hashem, and 6 days from now will be Shabbos Kodesh Mekudesh Mekudesh. No, they don't have to say that because Shabbos is Kedusha V'Kayma. Its Kedusha is already established from the original days of creation, and therefore you don't have to do a Kiddush Bezdin for Shabbos. And that's what the Tanakhama is telling us in this price, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Miyadi Hashem, Nemru, the din of special Kiddush Bezdin, Shabbos Bereishis, there is no such din. So why would I have thought that Shabbos Bereishis all to require is Kiddush? So could I tachemina hoylek sibi gabe moy adois? If you look back in Parshas Emor, after it says El Miyadi Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Tikri Oisim Moy Adam, then the pasuk continues on Sheishes Yomim Tiasim Malacha V'Yem Mashvi Shabbos Shabbosim Hashem Kol Malacha Leisasu Agam Tzishtikul Toira Legabe Shabbos Kodesh. And Rashi ready in Chumash asks, we're talking about El Miyadi Hashem. And then you start talking about Shabbos, Vikim Tacharan Shabbos, in the middle of the Mayadim. And Rashi says it comes to tell you how strict a person has to be about performing all the Hilchis Mayad. One shouldn't think, man, Yom Tov's not it. Shabbos, Yom Tov. No, whoever's Mekayim the Mayadim is like he's Mekayim Shabbos. Whoever's Chas Hashol Mechal the Yom Tov is like the Mechal Shabbos Koich. That's what Rashi says. Vilna Goyen has a very, very beautiful pshat on how this Inyan of Shabbos comes in the middle of Moed. The pasuk begins Yom Yad Hashem, and then it says Sheishes Yomim. There's 6 days of the week, and the seventh day is Shabbos Shabbat. Well, what's going on? It's Chayda, you know, it's out of place. So the Vilna Goyen says that this is really not referring to the 6 days of the week in Shabbos, but rather this is referring to a Hagdoma to all the Hilchas Yom Tov throughout the year. How many days of Yom Tov are there min HaTorah? So let's go and do a quick cheshbon. When you like the word? Okay, so far so good. Okay, so let's go through the three Shloshes Regalim. So by Sikkis we have 2 days, first day of Yom Tov, and then we have Shmini Atzeres, 2 days of Yom Tov. Then we get to Pesach. We have Yom Rishon Shabbosim, Yom Shvi Shabbosim. Again, 2 days Min HaTorah. It's 4 days. We're soon going to have Shvi Yom Tov in another week or so.
that's going to... What? Sorry? Yeah? Well, that's one day. So therefore we have 5 days. So that takes care of the Shloshah Regalim. And then we have Rosh Hashanah, which is Min HaTorah, only one day. So 5 plus 1 is 6. So I have 6 days of Yom Tov. What about Yom Kippur? Also a day of Yom Tov. But there's a big difference between the 6 days of Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. What's the difference? The 6 days of regular Yom Tov, you're allowed to do all of those malachas which you're allowed to do, such as cooking and such as carrying, etc. Mash ein kein Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do anything. Just like Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to carry, and certainly you're not allowed to eat, etc. Ah, zok the Zilmigoyin. That's now the Hakdom. I'm going to go and tell you now all the miyadim that we have throughout the year. And first I'm making Hakdama. They're all together 7 days of Yom Tov Min HaTorah. Of those days, 6 of them you can do certain malachis. What certain malachis? For instance, going and cooking. However, V'yom HaShvi, on the 7th day, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hashem, that's Yom Kippur. Kol malacha lo yisasi. You're not allowed to do any malacha whatsoever because it has the same status, just like Shabbos Kodesh. So that's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. But of course, that's not the Parshim pshat. The Parshim pshat is we're talking about Shabbos Bereishis, like our Gemara says. And so therefore, says the Gemara, Sol kadai techamina. Since the whole parasha of Shabbos, that's at the very outset of the parasha of Miyadis, and therefore I would say that they're both the same, Tiboy, Kiddush, Bezdin, Kim Miyadis, Kamash Mulon, Aznan, you don't go need the din of Kiddush, Bezdin, by Shabbos, only by Miyad. It's in Parshas Emor, around the Shlishi Revi, where you'll see it's a Shor Ches V'yez, and then go a little bit further. Continuing, yeah. What does it say in the pusik?
It says
tasa or it says teosa?
Teosa
malacha. 6 days you do malacha, and malacha should be done. Why does it say
Yom Kippur?
Yeah, that's according to this pshat. The question: why does it say teosa? Why doesn't it say tasa malacha? So the Mordechai says that. This man, she stole oyster the Sony Shalmokoim, then Malachta Nasa Idea Chet. When Chas Shom Klaus are not doing the Sony Shalmokoim, then Malucha Nasa Idea Atzman. So the Torah says a few times, both in the first Dibris and in the second Dibris, says Sheshiyom Tasa. Tasa Malucha. Here it says Teyosa Malucha. There when it says Sheshiyom Tasa Malucha, it says Yom Mishvi Shabbos Lashem. Here it says Shabbos Shabbosim Lashem. So one of the Mepharshim explains that if you are Chas Hashem b'b'chinas Yisrael einam oisim b'tzayin Yisrael mokoyim, we're not doing the rochim. So then malachas na yisayi da'atzman shes yom tasa malacha, you gotta do the malacha yourself. When am I gonna rest? Yom Hashvi Shabbos, I'll have Shabbos l'Hashem. However, if you happen to be in the b'china of oisim b'tzayin Yisrael mokoyim, so malachas na yisayi da'achayim, it's not just yom tasa malacha, you're gonna do the malacha. Tayasa malacha, the malacha will be done. Who's it going to be done? It's going to be done by the Gentiles because you're doing it Tzayin Yishol Malkai. So you're not going to do the Malach, it will be done. If that's the case, then all 7 days of the week, it's going to be rest, it's going to be vacation. You're never going to work. So the 6 days of the week, it's just going to be regular Shabbos. But Shabbos Koyd is going to be Shabbos Shabbos, and it's going to be much, much higher in Madrega because the whole 6 days, you've been, Baruch Hashem, you've been Oisik Bavoides Hashem. When it comes the 7th day, you'll be elevated one step further to Shabbos Shabbos. That's why here it says Shabbos, the Teyasa and Shabbos Shabbos. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So we see now the close connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sol kadai techamina kiddush achodesh kamash volon, no din of kiddush pes. Zok Gemara, mai meyadi Hashem nemru hafaras adorim loy nemru. That's the second man, the Yomar ben Azai, in this brisa. What did he mean by that? Meyadi Hashem tzrichen mumchen. Hafaras adorim einu tzrichen mumchen. The din of meyadi Hashem requires mumchem. In other words, to do the kiddush achodesh that we've just been speaking about, mekudesh, mekudesh, you can't just go and take any three people together. You have to have mumchem, meaning groisa tamid chachamim. Afaras nadorim ein tzrichem mumchem. When it comes to hataras nadorim, like we said in the Gemara before, even three hadjoyses. So even before we continue,
now we finally have the teretz to the Gemara's question of yesterday. We started off a Shammai that doesn't learn the Gzeirah Shavah. How does he know how far is the door to Mishloichajoitois? He learns it like Ben Azai. The Mayadi Hashem requires Mumchim. How far is the door doesn't require Mumchim. Even regular Hedjoitois. Right, Timora. I'm sorry, was
it there? Why
not?
Because
it says you don't need Mumchim. Mumchim the Gabi to be Matar Neder. We're talking about Afaris Adorn, Matoris Adorn. You don't.
That pasuk doesn't have any information about Afaris Adorn.
What I think Reb David is asking is, where do you see any connection between Nedarim and Mayadim? The Gemara said before, Mayadim to exclude Shabbos, because Shabbos is in the middle of the Parash Mayadim. Vikim Tachdu Aran, the Torah is Adorn. Ifreitach Zeh Zekut. And because of that, the Shita Mekubetis brings b'shem the Toisvis Rid that there is no machloikis between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Ben Azai. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is focusing on the Mayadim, which are enumerated and listed in Parashas Emor, and Ben Azai is referring to the Mayadim which are listed in Parashas Pinchas, because as you know, Pinchas is the most frequently laid seder throughout the year. We lay it always in Rosh Chodesh and every Yom Tov, the Al Haftoides, and at the end of that parash, it also refers to a concluding summary. It's not exactly the same possibly that Moshe's Mayadi Hashem, but there's also a summary about all the Mayadim that we just spoke about. That's end of Parshas Pinchas. What's the next Parsha after Parshas Pinchas? Parshas Matos. There's a smichus over here. And therefore, the Torah is telling you, by Mayadi Hashem, you need Mumchim. But the next Parsha, the Parsha of Matos, there you don't need Mumchim. So therefore, what the Gemara could have said, according to the Tosis Rid, is, what's the Shaychus one with the other? Because these two also come besmichas together, and the Pinchas, beginning of Matos, here you need Mumchim, there you don't need Mumchim. Freik Timor, you don't need Mumchim, but Rashi Amatis Ksiv. Parshas Matos begins with Rashi Amatis, and that means Taka the heads. If the heads of this Nishkar had yoitis, you need Mumchim. Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, if you want to be Matanedi, you can either take three hadjoitis. If you want to go and do Ali Day one, then you have to have one Godel, one Grois Mumchim. So with this, we've concluded the discussion about the Zehadovars, and now we're going to bring a famous Mishnah from Masechtas Tanis, and we're going to get back to Zehadovar yet once again in Yetz Hashem. Tanan Osim, at the very end of Masechtas Tanis, Om Reb Shem Gamliel, lo yotam l'Yisrael, ke chamish usim av kimen kippurim, two special Yom Toim of the year, chamish usim av and Yom Kippur, shebehem benois Yishalam yoitzis v'chlei loban she'ulin, shele levayi shesmi she'ein loy, the young ladies, in order to get Shiduchim, they would all wear very fine clothing, but they especially didn't wear their own clothing, but every piece of clothing that they wore was borrowed. Their gowns, their dresses were borrowed. Who did they borrow it from? So Rishbam brings from Masechtas Tanis that the Bas Melech would borrow from the Bas Kohen Gadol, and the Bas Kohen Gadol would get from the Skan, and from the Skan would get from the Ichwaisi Kohen Meshuach Melchama, etc. They went through the all the hierarchy, and everybody would borrow one from the other. Shlei Levayishes Misha Einloi, so that a poor girl that unfortunately could not afford a beautiful clay lovan, she would go and borrow from someone that did have a clay lovan. And that was the minig on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, on Chamish Usbav, sorry. So to my Bishlam Yom Kippurim, I understand why that's a Zagroisi Yontif, Yom Slicha Mechila, Yom Shenitnu Boi Luchois Achroinois. Yom Kippur is the day that we ask for Slichas Avroinois, and we are confident at the end of the day that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Atfilis, so therefore it's Agansi Yontif. Yom Shenitnu Boi Luchois Achroinois, that's the day that Luchois Achroinois were given, and Rashi in Chimish, and Rishbam over here makes the Gantz Cheshbon because there were three times 40 days. The first 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given us right after Matan Torah, right after Shavuos. It was 40 days. It starts from Zayin Sivan and then goes until Yud Zayin Shavuos Betamiz. Shavuos Betamiz, as we know, is a very bad day on the Jewish calendar. Five bad things happened according to the Mishnah in Masechtas Tanis. One of them was, as we just heard so beautifully from Reb David, unfortunately that was a Shvira Saluchais, because the Kodesh Baruch was very angry that Klal Yisrael was serving the Egel. And then afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days, and those 40 days ended shortly before Rosh Chodesh El, to go and ask for a Slichva Kapara. The Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted it, and then 40 days later we got the second Luchais on Yom Kippur, and that was the final Slichva Kapara and Mechila.
So I can understand why Yom Kippur is in a sense a great, great yontif. However, El Chamish Uzvav, Mai, what's so special about Chamish Uzvav? It's not one of the Yom Tov mentioned in the Torah. What's so special? And the Gemara brings now six separate reasons, which are all quite well known. So Gemara B'Yudah B'Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lava Yizer B'Zeh. That was the first time that they opened up the floodgates and they allowed anyone to go and marry from one Sheva to the other. In particular, the only ones that were affected by this were those young ladies that had received a nachla from their father because they had no brothers, just like the Bnei Slavchot. And therefore it's telling us that although the first generation there was an isur of hasabas nachla mishevet lishevet, and therefore other than the Bnei Slavchot, no women that had yarshined in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu were allowed to go and marry outside their shevet. However, one generation later, they permitted it. Yoim shuut shvatim lovi zeh bezeh, my droish, what was the basis? I, the Torah said, loisisiv nachla, you're not allowed to. They darshin zeh adavar, do bezeh lo yehei noyig, ele bedor zeh. Only a first generational thing, this did not apply to any other generation. What was the day that they made that decision to officially proclaim that everybody's allowed to marry one another? So Tishbam, this was on Chamishu Sabav. And that's why it's the first reason of the six reasons that it's such a special yacht. Reason number two, Rabbi Bachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan Yom Shehuta Sheva Bin Yaman Lava Bekal. This is talking about after the terrible story of the Pelegish Begiva, where Kimat, the entire Sheva Bin Yamin, was decimated. The only ones who were left were 600 men of the Sheva Bin Yamin. At that time, initially they made a shvua that we don't want Bin Yamin to have any zecher at all for the future. The Chsiv state in the Pasuk, V'ish Yisrael Nishba Mitzpah Leimar, people in Klal Yisrael went and they made a shvua. Ish Mimena Leitim Benoy Le Bin Yamin. No Bita Le Bin Yamin. Nobody's going to go and give their daughter to Bin Yamin for marriage, and therefore Bin Yamin will be stranded, and they won't be able to marry anybody, and it's a tzan, och and vey, for Sheva Bin Yamin. Zot Leisha. Period. So now, that was again a terrible, terrible thing. What happened to Chamishu Zavav? Then they darshan that you are allowed to go and take Sheva Bin Yamin back because I, we all made a shvua, my drosh, they darshan. The Pasuk says, Ish Mimenu. From among us guys that we made the shvua, we will not go and marry. We won't allow our daughters to marry Binyamin. However, our children, they can allow their daughters to marry Binyamin. In other words, our Einiklach can go and marry Binyamin. Since they dash men of Levin Banano, bottom line is they were able to go and get around that shvua. This was declared on Chamishu Sivav. Another great day of Yantav. Rav Dimi by Yosef Omar, Rav Nachman, Yom Shekolu Boy Mesa Midbar. This was the day that Mesa Midbar ended. In other words, at the end of the 40 years, finally the final Niftarim passed away before Chamishu Sabav, and therefore that became a Gantz Yantav. Now, what does it mean that they stopped dying by Chamishu Sabav? What is that all about? So Rishbam brings a very famous Medrash. Let's just take a quick look at that Medrash. It's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Rishbam. Dr. Ishbam, Shekolu Bameisim Midbar, the Midrash Eicha, Yoim Shebitel Bayachefa. That was the day that they stopped digging graves. What happened? The Omer of Levi, Kol Erev Tishabov, Hoyekruz Yoitze, Hakol Yetu Lachbar Chafar. What used to happen is, as we know, there were 600,000 Yidin in that first counting, between the ages of 20 and 60, and all of them passed away in the Midbar. Now, since there were almost 40 years in the desert from the time of that initial Gzeira, if you divided 600,000 by 40, you'd get 15,000. But it really wasn't 40, because they were already in the Midbar for a year before that whole Mass of Meraglim. And so therefore you're talking about 38, 39 years until they finally left the Midbar. So when we divide the 600,000 by 38 or 39, you don't come out to 15,000 exactly. You come down with 15,000, and Rishbam says, and a prutrut, which means, and change. 15,000 plus. So what happened? Every Erev Tisha B'Av, or Yekruz Yoytze, there would be a proclamation. Hakol Yetzel Achva Chafarim. Everybody should go out to the cemeteries. And everybody should go and dig a grave for themselves. And that night, you don't have to worry about putting a stone under your head under the pillow when you're sleeping, or take away the pillow, etc., or sleep on the floor, or whatever your minig is on Tisha B'Av, because Vishayna Ben, they would go and sleep in the grave. As you could see, it was a very grave situation.
20 to 60, right?
All the people from 20 to 60. Sakruz Yoitze, and then in the morning, the Shamas would get up and he would go and make an announcement. Yibodu Achaim and Amesim. All those that are still alive should all get out of their graves and come to Shul to be able to go and say Kinnis. And they would go and check it out, and they would find that every single year 15,000 plus unfortunately had passed away overnight on Tisha B'Av. And this is what they did for 40 years straight, because of the Gzeiras Hamaraglim. Now after 40 years you have now 15,000 plus, all of them passed away. B'shana achroina osu came, the final year of the 40 years, they did the same thing, and they all dug the graves on Leil Tisha B'Av, and then the next morning, Bodko Atzman, Vinim Tishleim, everybody got up that morning. There was none. These are the final allotment, these are the final 15,000 plus, everybody went to sleep, everybody got up, nobody was missing. We must have made it twice. It probably wasn't Tisha B'Av today. Tisha B'Av is probably tomorrow. So they went back into the grave the second night. They did the same thing on the 10th. And the same thing happened again. Until they had the Milui HaLavana, when they said, it must be Kim this Mali Sira, since the Lavana is the Milui, it's full. Amru Bital Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisa Gzeira Kashmi. Alayna must be that that Gzeira became bottle. The Yosef Mishta V'Simcha V'Yantav, and that's the reason why that day Hamisha Uzim Av became Agvaldiga Gvaldiga Yantav. This, of course, is a very beautiful story, but the question is, comes out from this Rishbam and from that Medrash, that 15,000 people that were supposed to be Nidon L'Misa didn't die after all. Okay, so what's wrong with that? Because the Pasuk says, V'loi noisem yem ish, from all of those that had been counted originally in the times of Bamidbar, in this week's Seder, that they counted the 603,000, V'loi noisem yem ish, kiyem kol bifuna v'yishua benon. According to you're telling me there's another 15,000 besides us. Anyway, that's not my kasha. This is Tois where he asked this kasha. You have this long Tois, Yom Shikola by Mason Midbar. Most of the Toises will be for homework. However, if you see, go in about, here in the wide lines of the Toises, it's about the 10th line from the top, you see there's a mem and a bracket. It's only those that were roy lomus, those that were supposed to die, all of them died. So these 15,000 were not roy lomus. Now why weren't they roy lomus? And I'd be like, why are they digging out graves? I mean, what's going on? So skip another line. Afterward it says, Daf Kuf Yadayim, Inami. Even those that were exactly 20. In other words, they just became 20 years old at the time of the initial counting. So therefore, what the Tosis is telling us is, the initial gzeid of the 600,000, all of them, included those that had just become 20 at the time of the original counting in this week's Parashah and Parashas Bamidbar. However, by the time of Parashas Pinchas, by the time of that Chamishu Sabav, in the 40th year of the Midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, those that were only exactly 20, they get a pass. Anybody that was less than 20 in 1 month at the time of the original counting got a pass and did not pass away after all. And the Avalonoisim and Ish means from those that were 20 years plus a Chodesh and higher, all of those never passed away. But the 20 years until 20 years and a month, those people were spared in the final year. Anyway, getting back to Agumah. So now that's in itself a great reason for joy, like Rishbam says, Vasu Mishta V'Simcha V'Yantiv. But there's another reason. And the other reason is, as the Gemara, the Omer Mat, actually, Kolu Mesa Midbar, as long as you still had people from the 600,000 around, V'Yahoya Dibur Moshe, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shinemat. Like it says in the pasuk, "Vehi kasher tamu kolanchi amulcham alamus mikerav am." When all of those people passed away, then esamach labidabeshem elai leimar elai hoyu hadibur. Until that time, there was no dibur with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rishbam at the top says, But we do find that there was a dibur in the Torah. Appears so many times. So Rishbam says a different type of dibur. If you look at the top, Rishbam, you didn't have that direct form of communication. In other words, there were exceptions to the rule, but it wasn't that loving daily relationship where Kadosh Baruch Hu would call Moshe Rabbeinu and say, let's have a conversation. It was only the Shasa Tzoyrech, or it wasn't a direct communication, it was through indirect emissaries, through a Malach or a Metum, etc.
What's Pe'al Peh mean?
Pe'al Peh means face to face. It really means
face to face.
Whatever it means.
We don't understand. This is beyond our understanding.
When Hashem has an outstretched hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you mean a hand?
It means Asfaklaria Ha'meira. Asfaklaria Ha'meira means with a clear vision as opposed to a cloudy vision.
So it's not the way, you know. Way,
yeah, it's not simple. None of that is simple. Anyway, getting back to Agimor, now we're up to the next reason. Ula Amayam Shebitel by Hoshea ben Eila Pardesois. She Hoshevirovim al Adrochim. Here it says Pardesois. Pardesois is not really the proper term, because Pardesois means the multiple of a Pardes, and Pardes is an orchard. Hoshea ben Eila was not Mavatal orchards. But rather on the side, there's another gear, so Prusdois. Prusdois means guards. What means guards? So Rishbam explains that after David HaMelech and after Shlomo HaMelech passed away, in the next generation, that was the first time that we had a split up of the Melachim. We had Rechovam, who was the good Melech, so to speak. He was the son of Shlomo HaMelech. He was on our side. And unfortunately, we had Yerovam ben Nevat, who was on the other side. And Yerovam ben Nevat wanted to go make a very clear line of demarcation between Klal Yisrael and between his Malchus. And what did he do? He put up two agolim, two golden calves, one in Don and one in Beisel. And when it came to Shloshir Agolim, he said, fellas, don't go to Yerushalayim. Don't go to the Beis HaMikdash. From now on, go to my Tzvai Getchkes, my two agolim in Don and in Beisel. Of course, not everybody's going to go and listen just because Yerovam ben Nevat said that. That's why he put up armored guards all over, security, that people should not go up to Yerushalayim for the Shloshir Agolim. In the times of Hoshea ben Eila was mevatel those guards that people should be able to go back again to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Shagog. Yom Shebitel by Hoshea ben Eila Partizois Prestois Shehoshev Yerovim Aladroch Shloyal Yisrael Regel. So that was another gewaltiger reason why Chamish Usa B'Av is a gross yontif. That was the day that the Aruge Beita were finally given to the Kvura. Aruge Beita is already talking about after the Chorm Beis HaMikdash. This was the time of Bar Kochva or Bar Kuziva, like the Gemara calls them. And Beita was one of the final strongholds that was still belonged to Klal Yisrael. And the Roman army said, we got to go and defeat these fellows. And they went into Beitar, and unfortunately, they defeated them, and they killed them all. And not only did they kill them all, the Romans, to teach a lesson to Klal Yisrael, said, we're not going to even allow them to go and be buried. And they left those Aruge Beitar out in the streets for a number of years. And ultimately, eventually, we were able to patch things up with the Romans, and in fact, able to go and bury them years and years later. The Gemara says, as we'll see in another moment, that there was a tremendous mess, that even though he had all of these Haruge Beita lying out there in the street for years, none of the bodies deteriorated, and they all stayed intact.
But don't you have to bury them right away?
But the Romans didn't allow it. What are you supposed to do? You know, there's a lot of things that you're supposed to do. If the government doesn't allow it, it doesn't allow it. Anyway, so it says the Gemara, Master Omi Yom Shinito Haruge Beita L'Kvura, eventually, Baruch Hashem, they were able to go and be buried on Chamish Usa B'Av, and therefore that became another reason for the Gros Yatav. The day that it was proclaimed that the Aruge Beita can finally be buried, Tokna, then they were Masakin to add Tokna B'Yav, then they added one more bracha to the Birchas HaMazon, the bracha B'Atoiv HaMeitiv that we all say today. Why HaToiv HaMeitiv HaToiv Shlo Yisrichu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave tremendous chesed that none of the bodies deteriorated. But Meitiv, Shenitna L'Kvura, that eventually they were all given for burial. why does this come right after the bracha of Poini Barachim Yishaloyim Amen, and then we say this new bracha about Toiv HaMeitiv? So it says in the Mefarshim, because just like we, our hearts are always sad about the situation with Yishaloyim, and we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, Poini Barachim Yishaloyim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, have Rachmanis and rebuild Yishaloyim, that we should have the Beis HaMikdash again, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Shoresh Shechina back with Klal Yisrael. So similarly, Beitar, that was the final Jewish city after the Harbin, which unfortunately was destroyed, so therefore we, our hearts again poured out for the loss of Beitar, and especially the Bizoyan that all these Mesim are there, and they were not Nitnu L'Kvura, when they finally Nitnu L'Kvura, Baruch Hashem, and we put it together with Yerushalayim to show a strong symbolism, that just like we are asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to rebuild Yerushalayim, that's how we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for allowing for at least this small Yeshua in Yavne that we're able to go and bury the bodies. Why do you say I think made of a yain yet was
octir? I think Mishnah Berurah says it's only for when you have such, you only say it when it's like much better wine, it's all kinds of, it's got to be much better, and the same thing with benching, it's only when you're sabeya that you should be just even happy if you're very dead. So just to dampen the indulgence of up. Remember, when you're overindulged in all of us, a complete meal.
So I think
that's a Mishnah Berurah.
Okay, I'm with you. That's fine.
You should be even happy to be able to bury.
Okay, good. And the final reasoning Mora says is Rabbi Yosef the Amr Chavayu Yom Shepoiskim Boy Milichrois Eitzim LaMaracha. That's the day that they stopped going and cutting Eitzim Maracha, meaning that until that time, throughout the summer, they would go and cut new logs of wood to put on the Maracha on the Mizbeach every single day. And now Chamishu Subav, because from this time on, summer is about to end, and we're starting to get now into the fall season, and we're starting to get into the rainy season, it started to be moist, etc., it's not that hot, then they stopped cutting Eitz Maracha, Tanya, Blaise, a good loimer, Kivin, Sheyia, Chamisha, Zvav, Toshash, Kuycha, Shulchama, the strength of the sun already starting to weaken, Blaise, Yekorsim, Eitz Maracha, and they stopped cutting Eitz Maracha, and the reason is, says Rishbam, because number one, the wood would be moist and not that suitable for burning. And number two, because it would become wormy as a result. Therefore, they used the old Eitzim that they cut previously in the summer for the rest of the year until the next summer when they would start being cut as Eitzim again. So why is this such as a groisa yomtiv? Umar Menashe, the Korolei, they called that day of Chamishus of Yom Tavamago, the day that they would go and cut, they would break the sickle. Lav dafka, that they actually did that, they probably mean that they put the sickle and the axes and the hatchets away for next year. But at least symbolically, that's the Yom Tav HaMakel. Mikan ve'elach, from that day and on, the Moisef Yosef, whoever is Moisef and Limud HaTorah will be Moisef, she'ena Moisef chas v'sholem Yosef. What does it mean, Yosef? My Yosef, Tanur B'Yosef, Tikperei Imei, chas v'sholem, a person that doesn't use the opportunity now that he has the extra hours available to go and learn Torah, and then Chas V'Sholem, he will pass away prematurely.
I mean, it sounds like a joke. It's my Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef.
Yeah, it sounds like a play on words.
Yeah.
Now the question.
I'm always happy about the.
So now Dr. Goldfarb asks so beautifully. So what was the Grois Yomtiv? So they have a machloikus over here. Our Rishbam says that the reason is because it was Yom Sheposku Hayusmeichem the Shibaosa Yom Hayumashlimin Mitzvah Gedoyle Kozois. This is a big day because they finished off this Grois Mitzvah, and this is one of the makoidus that they bring. The reason why we make a gantz mishta v'simcha when you have a siyum of a mesechta. Of course, there's another gemara that says about Abai that everyone Rabbi Yosef, and any time a person with a siyum mesechta, we make a gantz emes. But another makor they bring is from our gemara, from this Rishvam, that because it's the day that they finished off a groisa mitzvah, they made a groisa simcha as a result.
I came across last night reading Amora,
yeah,
and somebody asked a question and wrote a tshuva. whether you'll have to make a siyum for a meal when you finish your gemara.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
I'm not going to go, I'll look at it over again.
Uh-huh.
But I think it says that you don't have to make it.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's not a chiyuv.
We do it.
It's a minig. It's not a chiyuv. It's a minig.
But it's not a mitzvah.
Well, it is a mitzvah. A suda's mitzvah. Yeah, it's not a...
What do you call a suda's mitzvah?
Mitzvah kiyum is a mitzvah kiyuv.
Ah, does it? You mekayim a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. That's, in fact, it says in the Sefer Moranayim that the name of the Sitra Achra is called Samach Mem. It's really Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. And there it says, the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed is Rishu Tevis, Siyam Mesechta Ein La'asois, that the Yetzahara and the Sitra Achra stops a person from doing a Siyam on a Mesechta. You can get all the way 95%, and he says, now you're too busy, start the next Mesechta to somebody else. He doesn't want you to finish Agamsa Mesechta. The Yesh Lo'im, the Oid Yesh Lo'im, another Pshat is, not Siyam Mesechta, but also Siyam Mitzvah Ein La'asois. A person shouldn't finish a Mitzvah, he starts a Mitzvah, but he never gets to the conclusion. The Iker is a mitzvah is nikra al shem goyim red, the person that completes it, and the sitra achra works against it, and that's siyam mitzvah in lasis, it's a siyam mesechta in lasis, and here you see that they made a siyam a mitzvah, a gantz a simcha. That's our Rishbam. There's a famous Rabbeinu Gershom in Mesechtas Tanis where the same Gemara appears, and there the Rabbeinu Gershom says that because people were able to go and put down their tools of cutting the Eitzim Lamaracha and go back to the Safsali Besmedesh, back to learning, that was the grace of Yontif, and the grace of Bali Teira and the grace of Darshanim say, can you imagine how many people in Klal Yisrael were cutting the Eitzim Lamaracha? 50 people, 100 people, 150 people, 200 people, whatever it was. It's not that every single Yid in Klal Yisrael was cutting Eitzim Lamaracha. In fact, the Morim Sechistanis brings 12 special mishpachas. They had a special yomtiv. They brought the eitzim. But presumably it was a relatively small number. Nevertheless, this became Agantz Yomtiv, Agantz Klal Yisrael. That because a few Yidulach until now were busy with doing mitzvahs and couldn't learn, and now they can go back to the Smedish to learn. This is like Givaldig Yomtiv on Chamish Usta.
Just like a Sima Shas, even though many people are learning Daf Yomi, they still attend and they still celebrate.
Yes, very, very nice. Good to Tushta, very nice. Yishakoyach, very nice. That's why they say, another one of the greats of Tzidikim, that someone said, it comes Simchas Torah, it's not my Simchas.
The Toldus.
Yeah, let's hear it, please. Reb Simcha, please share with us.
Shvina
Shikr, yeah.
And he's jumping on up and down outside, and so the Toldus hit him. What does it mean to Simchas Torah? He tells him. You learn? He says, Rebbe, if my brother's making a Simcha, I shouldn't be happy also.
Very nice.
That's the mazel they told us.
Beautiful. Anyway, so that's the reason why we brought this whole mission, the whole discussion from Tanis, is because of Zeh HaDover, that it was an only one generational thing, the din of a Sabbos Nachla. Yishok Timar, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. Shiva Kaflu Eskola Oilam Kulai. There were seven people that if you add the seven together, they cover the entire span of civilization from Bereshis until today and until the future. Who are the seven Kofles Kol Olam? In other words, they overlapped each other, so that over these seven, the entire world from beginning until eternity has been covered. Kol Olam Kulai, who are these? Misu Shelech Ra'adam. Of course, Adam was Adam Rishon, so he was at the very beginning. Misu Shelech still saw Adam before Adam passed away. If you look it up in Bereshis and you add all the numbers together, you see the Cheshbon. And in fact, the article does a favor and it tells you the exact numbers. Misu Shelech was born at how many years of Adam, etc. Shem Ra Misu Shelech. Shem saw Misu Shelech. That we know, of course, because Misu Shelech passed away right before the Mabul, and they waited for the Mabul and for Misu Shelech to pass away. And Shem was at that time 98 years old, because it says he was 100 Shnasai Machra Mabul. So Shem knew Mr. Shalach. Each time when it says over here Ra'ah and Ra'ah and Ra'ah, Rishbam says not only did they see each other, but they were also Mishamish each other. So therefore Mr. Shalach was Mishamish Adam, and Shem was Mishamish Mr. Shalach. Yaakov Ra'ah Shem. Yaakov was still able to see Shem. Yeah, but Agamah only talks about Shem. It's a shame it doesn't mention Aver, but it only mentions Shem. So Yaakov Ra'ah Shem, and again you can go make the Cheshbonis if you look through the Psukim. Amram Ra'ah Es Yaakov. Amram was able to see Yaakov. Here Rishbam says, I don't really have concrete evidence, but it's Svaradik. You see Rishbam about 10 lines into the wide lines of Rishbam. Amram Ra'ah Es Yaakov Svaruhu. How do I know? Shari Kahos Oviv Miyordim Mitzrayim Adir Kichsev Uvnei Levi
Gershon Kohos Umrari. So Levi, Gershon Kohos Umrari, they all were Yordim Mitzrayim. And it says, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Yaakov Avinu lived 17 years in Mitzrayim until he passed away. Uboisin Yud Zayin Shana, presumably Noilet Amram Likos. I don't know for sure, but there's a strong presumption. Why? Shehare b'noi harishon haya. Amram was the oldest son of Kohos, Kirachsev, like it says, Uvenei Kohos, Amram v'Yitzhar. You have it in this week's Seder also, that Uvenei Kohos, Amram v'Yitzhar, Chevron v'Yuziel. So since Amram was the first son, so it's logical to say that since Kohos was one among the 70 that went down to Mitzrayim, so when Kohos got married and he had a child, presumably this took place whilst Yaakov Avinu was still alive. Continuing the Mara, Achia Hashiloini ro es Amram. Achia Hashiloini saw Amram. Achia Hashiloini was a Novi that sent the Vias in the times of Yerovim ben Nevat. Quite a few years later, Yerovim ben Nevat, we just said a few moments ago, was after the times of Shlomo Melech, which was after the times of David Melech, which was after the times of all the Shoftim, etc., etc., including Shmuel. Including both Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. This is quite a few years later. The Nevertheless, Achiyah
Leishloini. Hold on, the Mishkan was 400 years, and then the building of this Mishkan was 500 years.
Yeah, he was an old man. He had a long beard that went all the way to the sidewalk, all the way to the pavement. So he saw Amram. Now, how do I know that he saw Amram? So once again, you have Rishbam. Rishbam says, Gemara. This is not based on Psukim or Svara. This is based on Kabbalah. And etc. Good. And so Achia Shaloni saw Amram. Eliyo roes Achia Shaloni. Eliyo saw Achia Shaloni. That's already in Tanakh. And Vadayim Kayim. Eliyo Novi is still alive because although he was taken up with Saras Hashemaima, he was taken up with that strong hurricane, tornado, whatever you want to call it.
Whirlwind.
Kadosh Baruch Hu took him all the way up to Shemaim, and he was still alive at that time. And according to our Gemara, he never passed away, and that's why he's able to go and attend all of the brisim every day, and he's able to come to all of our homes when we have the Shvoich HaMoschem at the fifth Kos, Eliyahu Novi's Kos. Anyway, so that's what Rishbam talks about that. We skipped that shtickle. If you look at the Rishbam, Achia Shalin Ros Amram, you have that Gemara. Vaitana lois virale Eliyahu Zem Pinchas. Why dem Isa leim Moishe ro Amram uPinchas ro Moishe v'dainu kaim lehitzchach leAchia klal livat Achia Shaloni. So then you won't have all the questions that Barry was asking. Oh, this hundreds of years later. Anyway, but the point is that this man Yama does not hold Eliyahu Zem Pinchas. So don't be upset. As I says, getting back to our Gemara, why did we bring this brisa? V'Achia Shaloni ro es Amram Achia Shaloni so Amram v'aksev shteit impossible leinoyis meiv imish ish kiem kol ben yifuna v'yishu benon. And Achia Shaloni, if he saw Amram, that means he lived in the times of the Midbar. If he lived in the time of the Midbar, then how did he survive the Midbar? Leinoyis meiv imish, nobody survived except for Kalev and Yeshua. Doesn't say Kalev Yeshua and Achia. Is the Chayyar Rai that he didn't see Amram, because Amram passed away in the desert after 137 years. So he bazoi freit of the Gemara, how is the Pasal Achia Shiloini so Amram, how did he survive? So Gemara has two answers. Amram Avnuna, Leinigzor Gzeira al Shiftoi Shalevi, Vechsir, Vamid Vazei, Vepapichrechem, Vchol Pudeichem, Vchol Mesparchem, Ben Esrim, Shana Vamala. Mi Shepekuda mi Ben Esrim, Yot HaShivta Shalevi, Shepekuda mi Ben Shloishim. Only ones who were included were those that were counted from the age of 20. Not the Shevet of Levi that was counted from the age of 30. 30 what? 30 what? Rishman brings two pshatim. Pshat number one is 30 days, because we know the Levim were counted mi Ben Chodesh Vamola in this week's Parish and Parishes Bamidbar. Ben Chodesh Vamala Tifkideim. That's one pshat. Rishbam rejects this pshat because the Lashon HaGemara says mi Ben Shloishim after it says mi Ben Esrim, and just like mi Ben Esrim, mi Ben Esrim Shana, the Chodesh Levi is also mi Ben Shloishim Shana. If you talk about Shloishim Yoim, it should say the word Yoim. And therefore he says it's referring to the fact that by next week's Sedra, it talks about, and this week's Sedra, that the Gershon Kasa Merari, what avoided did they do? The carrying of the various items from the Mishkan. It says in the pasuk, then Shloishim Shana v'mala v'ad ben Chamishim Shana. There it says they started this work from 30 until 50. So we see that their Ikar Cheshen is from 30 years. Anyway, Ayin Bereshbam. But the point is that since Levi was not L'chom Misparachim ben Esrim Shana v'mala, that's why they were not part of this Gzeira. I mean, that's the Raya, that they weren't part of the Gzeira of the Gzeira by the Merakim.
And that's why he, Achi Ashiloini, was a Levi, that the state you are in the Tanakh, since he was a Levi, his whole Shevet was exempt. So although it says, ish, kim kol benifunav, yishu benun, then add in parentheses, and the whole Shevet Levi. Thank you, Mormon Shah Shvatim, Layayel. What happens if Achia would be from the other Shvatim, then he wouldn't have come out. For time we learned that the price Yor ben Menashe, Machir ben Menashe, Noldu bimei Yaakov, v'lei meisrach nixzul Yisrael la'aretz. They also outlived the entire period of the Midbar. Shnem v'yaakov mihem ancheo ai kishloish v'shisha ish. It says in the times of Yeshua that they killed from the, they smote from the ancheo ai kishloish v'shisha ish, like 36 people. The Tanya, Shloisha Bishisha Mamish, the Rebuta, Parshim Shad, 36 people were killed. Omlirim Nechemia, Chinema, Shloisha Bishisha, Valinema Ella, Kishloisha Bishisha. What's the Kishloisha? Ella Ze Yorba Menashe, Shishoko, Kiruba, Shel Sanhedrin. What they're saying is that Yorba Menashe passed away, and he was Shoko, he was on the same status, like Roiv of the Sanhedrin. Because Sanhedrin was altogether 70 or 71, as a machloikis in Mesechtes Malkis, Mesechtes Sanhedrin, and that's assuming that it was 71. Roiv of 71 is 36. And that's what they meant. Kishloish. So we see that he lived until that point. Yer Ben Asher lived until then. Reshbam says we have no Ryan Mochir, but we have the Kabbalah and Mochir, and Yer both lived into, they were Nichlasu Laharet, and this the Rai is the Gabi, at least the Gabi Yer, that he lived until the Mulchama in Ai. Anyway, so what do I see from this? That others also outlived the midbar. And you said, Leinoisem ish kiem kol ben yifuna v'yishua benun. Elom Ravach v'yakol imidzu zeh loyal pachas b'beresev loyal yaseh b'ben shishem. That this was a 20 to 60 thing. In other words, until now we only thought that it was a 20 thing. The reason why we thought that is because the countings of the Torah, both in this week's Parsha, Parsha Bamidbar, and in Parsha Pinchas, it doesn't say from 20 until 60. It just says, Ben Esrim Shana B'Mala, Tifke Duoysam, go and count them from 20 and higher. And in Parsha Pinchas, it says also 20 and higher. And La'ela Techolik Arts, these are the guys that are going to go and get a Chedik Baritz, those that are older than 20. So I'm talking about the Masim at 60. How do I know the Masim at 60? So tomorrow, Techloya Pachim Ben Esrim, Techsir Ben Esrim Shana B'Mala. We learn Vamala over here by the countings, where it says Eshon Vamala. From the din of Erchim, where it also says Vamala. What does it say by Erchim Vamala? As you know, by Erchim, you have different amounts that you give based on a person that says that the Erech Ploini Alai or Erki Alai. It says in the pasuk, "Ben shishim shana v'mala imzacha by erkech hamishu seshokel v'anikeva asorish kol." Anyway, what do I see from that? That there is a v'mala which is higher than 60. Here too, malon yesem b'ben shishim kipoches b'ben chof. Just like over there, that higher than 60 is different than less than 60. Just like less than 20 is different than more than 20. Afkan yesem ben shishim kipoches b'ben esrim. That if someone is higher than 60, he's like less than 20 for purposes of the gezeira of the Meisei Midbar. Therefore, what Agamar is telling us is that those that were less than 20, or those that were older than 60, the whole din of the Meisei Midbar, the gezeira, did not apply to them, and therefore Achi Ashiloini was, Rishbam makes a cheshbon, L'choira over 60 years old at that time. So even had he not been a Levi, that would be another good reason why he would survive, because he was older than 60 at the time of the original counting in this week's parish and parish in the Midbar, and therefore he was over 100 when he went into Eretz Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Mitch, and see you tomorrow.